Oral arguments scheduled in several cases. We'll begin with the case of Vic versus Hampton Roads Transit. Mr. Camden, Mr. Samuel. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Your Honor.
Would you like to reserve any of your 15 minutes for rebuttal?
I would like to reserve 3 minutes, Your Honor.
All right. We're glad to hear from you when you're ready to begin.
Thank you, Your Honor. If it may please the court, I'm Gregory Camden. I'm here on behalf of Joyce Vick in a Virginia Workers' Compensation Act matter on the issue of injury arising out of course employment, specifically arising out of. In this matter, my client was employed by Hampton Roads Transit as a bus driver. She had just finished an 8-hour shift, and she was called into the dispatch office.
But Mr. Camden, let me interrupt you. We're familiar with the facts. Let me just ask you this question. Maybe we can kind of crystallize this issue a little bit. The commission, in reversing the deputy commissioner in its opinion, said, quote, the claimant simply tripped over a common threshold without any defects or unusual condition. There is no evidence that the, well, let me just stop at that point, that put a period at the end of that sentence. That seems to me as a factual finding binding upon us, do you disagree with that?
I disagree with that, Your Honor.
Why is it not a factual finding?
The issue of arising out of is a mixed question of law and fact, which is reviewed de novo by this court. Even if we agree.
Well, I get that, but the statement, the claimant tripped over a common threshold without any defects or unusual condition. Are you contesting that she tripped over a threshold or that it was without defects or unusual condition?
I'm contesting that it was without defect, Your Honor, and I think the determination of the defect is an issue of law that needs to be determined by this court de facto.
Issue of law?
Yes, sir.
How would we determine whether it was a defect or not? When we don't hear the evidence and we don't see the photographs, or at least in the context of a fact-finding role.
Actually, Your Honor, the commission also did not have that chance either. The commission was reviewing the opinion of the deputy commissioner, who did find that it was.
But it was reviewing it as a fact-finder, not in an appellate capacity.
Correct. Looking at the exact same evidence that you have in front of you today.
With a different standard.
And if we...
Different standard of review.
The standard is de novo, though, Your Honor.
No. This has always been a point of some discussion. And I guess the best analogy I can think of is that when the commissioner's relationship to its deputy commissioners is similar to the de novo trial that takes place on misdemeanor appeals from general district court or juvenile court to circuit court, it's a de novo exercise, whereas when you go from circuit court to this court or this court to the Supreme Court, it's a review on the record and with a whole different, there's nothing de novo about it except as to issues of law.
And it's our opinion, Your Honor, that whether it was defective or not is an issue of law. Even if I concede that it was not an issue of law, the courts, the commission still has to have credible evidence to support their findings of fact, and this court can overrule if there's no credible evidence. In this matter, excuse me, Your Honor?
We agree with that.
Thank you, Your Honor. In this matter, if you review the entire record, there is nothing to support the commission's finding that this was an ordinary threshold and that it was normal to other buildings in the area. Absolutely nothing in the record. Rather, to the contrary, the claimant's testimony, which was uncontradicted, is that the threshold was made of marble. It's flat with the floor on one side when you're entering the building or entering the room. Coming back, it's raised an inch. This is a toe tripper. This is easy for a toe to trip on. This is not an ordinary threshold. The commissioner who made...
Where is the evidence that that's a defect?
The evidence that that is a defect?
In other words, why is that just not a different type of threshold than some other thresholds that are around?
Well, if you look at the pictures, Your Honor, which are at Appendix 47, you can clearly see that when you're coming into the room in one direction, it's a flat surface. You come in looking at a flat surface. My client stopped in that hallway, talked to her supervisor, turns, and then when she's going the other way, there's a one-inch lip that she tripped over coming back. It's a different level when you're going one way than when you're going the other. That's the defect in the step itself. There is no testimony, no evidence put on by the employer to support the commission's opinion that this was an ordinary step. I don't see any of these kind of steps in this courthouse today.
As the commission noted, citing our opinion in Loveless, we have an actual risk test here in Virginia, and I guess the commission came to the conclusion that this particular injury was excluded from compensation because it could not be fairly traced to the employment as a contributing proximate cause because the hazard was not peculiar to the employment. It's there, to the extent it's a hazard at all, it's, you know, anybody walking across that threshold is exposed to it.
Your Honor, if we applied that position, the pulley decision wouldn't have been decided the way it was. None of the decisions where the claimants were awarded benefits would have been decided that way. There would never be a hazard from a threshold walking down the steps.
We can kind of loop back now to where we began the discussion. A lot of those cases involve cases where the commission awarded benefits, finding that there was some defect or some unique nature to the risk that the employee was exposed. And we affirm those because we defer to the commission's factual finding on that issue. The problem here is that the commission made a factual finding the other way. And it seems to me that factual finding that there is no defect or there's nothing unique about it, we also must respect.
But there's nothing in evidence, no credible evidence to support that factual finding if you deem this is a factual issue. There's no credible evidence to support that this is an ordinary threshold.
Well, who has the burden of establishing the existence of the defect?
The claimant had the burden of testifying concerning the defect that caused her injury. She testified that this was not a normal step. It was the only one in this building that was of this type.
She had walked across it before, though.
She had walked across it before, although she also testified she's not allowed to walk across it anymore, and nobody is. So the claimant proved her burden. The commission then turned around and said, we don't think it's a defective because we think it's ordinary to all buildings. Well, what evidence is there that it's ordinary to all buildings? If the commission was taking judicial notice of some building code that said you can build doorways or thresholds this way, they didn't cite to it. If the commission was going on their own knowledge and they had done their own survey of thresholds, they didn't reference it. They just come out with a blanket statement. This is an ordinary, normal threshold that's seen in many buildings. But there's no evidence to support that.
They looked at the pictures.
They did look at the pictures of this threshold, yes, that is correct.
Assuming it is, in fact, a hazard, why isn't everyone equally exposed to it, whether you're an employee of Hampton Roads Transit or not?
There's no evidence that the public is allowed to come through this way, Your Honor. The claimant testified at the hearing that she was in a hallway at the Hampton Roads Transit building, and she was going to dispatch. She was coming back from dispatch when she tripped over this. She was in the hallway where the dispatch office is. There is no evidence that the general public is exposed to this threshold at all, just that the employees are.
Well, there's no evidence they're not either. Which way does that sword cut?
Well, this claimant was pro se at the hearing, Your Honor, and she testified about what she knew. The employer's attorney never cross-examined her to show that there was public access to this way. So there's no evidence that the public is exposed to this threshold.
Anything else?
No, Your Honor.
All right, you have plenty of time left for rebuttal, almost 7 minutes. But you can use all that time then if you want to. Mr. Samuel, we're glad to hear from you.
As the court indicated in the questions previously, the finding of fact in this case was that there was no hazard and that a condition of the workplace did not cause the injury. And to use an example of a fairly recent case, it shows the dichotomy of the importance of these findings. Dollar Tree versus Wilson, 2014 case. I think Justice Huff wrote the opinion. But in any event, in Dollar Tree versus Wilson, the full commission reversed a finding of non-compensability because they determined upon their review that a water stack, which the person tripped over, was a workplace hazard. And they indicated, which you have said today, question of fact is supported by credible evidence. are conclusive and binding on this court, and causation also is a question of fact.
Counsel, how do you respond to opposing counsel's position that there are no facts to support that it was not unique to the workplace?
The evidence presented in the case by pictures and by review of the commission, they made the determination that based upon their review, based upon looking at the, I said steps, the area where she fell, that it was not a hazard. There was no defect. There's no.
But what fact supports that, other than just looking at the photos?
I guess they're, as they said, their general knowledge of what thresholds look like, and there was no defect to it. There was no evidence presented by the claimant to indicate that there was anything defective about the thresholds either.
How do you distinguish pulley, though? I mean, the commission, and I recognize it's a commission decision, but I think we should at least expect some degree of consistency from the commission. And pulley seems to be a case where the commission found a otherwise fairly normal threshold to be a workplace hazard.
Well, not exactly. I think, because I'll cite some other cases where the facts are similar, where they found that it was not a hazard. In pulley, it really comes down to the determination they make by reviewing the evidence and the facts they determine whether it's a defect or not. But in pulley, there are some facts that are different than this case, although I don't think you get to that, because I think the fact finder makes a determination. Unless there's no credible evidence to say that's incorrect, you stand by that. But addressing your question, which I'm obligated to do, in pulley, there were caution signs. It tore off the top of the lady's shoe. And so the commission, in its wisdom there, said, under the facts of this case, with evidence that this particular threshold was sufficient for the employer to put a caution sign around it, and that the claimant, when she tripped over it, tore off part of her shoe, they made the determination that there was a heightened risk, and they said pulley on the particular facts of this case, the newly installed threshold required a greater degree of attentiveness, and there's no such evidence in this case that there was anything, a caution sign, or that the condition of the threshold was so dangerous that it actually tore part of the shoe off of someone who was.
I gather from your argument that basically, and the record, this record could be better than it is, there's no question about that, but I gather from the record that the commission made, or at least drew the inference, factual inference, that this threshold had been around for a while. I'm not sure how old the building is, but threshold's made of marble. It's been there for some time. It's not particularly inherently hazardous, I guess. People can trip over their own feet or over imperfections in the flooring. It doesn't necessarily make it a compensable injury. And I guess the commission put this in that kind of a category as opposed to a different kind of category. And getting back to the whether there's evidence to support that, really we're back to the pictures then, are we not?
I think we're back to the pictures. And also what they said was, I mean, I think you're allowed to use your general knowledge, and what they indicated was the photographs and evidence showed a threshold over which the claimant tripped is an ordinary, non-defective threshold common to many businesses and public buildings.
Would it make a difference, though, if instead of describing this as a threshold, it was described as a transition between two floors of different heights? Because that's really what it is.
I don't think it would make a difference. I think it's the commission making a fine. However you describe it, it is what it is, whether it's a threshold or it's a transition. And
it's a step, actually. It's a step from one level to a little higher level.
I guess you could pose it that way.
Which poses a different hazard than just crossing over a normal threshold that's beveled on either side and seals a gap between the floor and the door.
Well, you have to get to the point of calling it a hazard. I don't think that it is a hazard, and I don't think there's any evidence that this threshold is effectively unusual to create a hazard or make it.
Most floors in a building are of the same height on either side of a door, unless there's a step between the two.
Well, I mean, I know I can't testify. There's no. I mean,
is this case as simple? Let's see if I can help simplify this. Your answer to Judge Patty's question: is this case as simple as starting from the proposition that the commission found that this threshold was not a hazard, and whether you style it a step, a threshold, you know, whatever you want to call it. I mean, steps are not necessarily inherently hazardous. Thresholds are not inherently hazardous, so it could be or it couldn't be. The commission here found that it wasn't.
Yes, sir.
And the only question then is does this court have the authority to compel a different factual conclusion?
Well, that's the way I view it. That's exactly the way I view it. And to reference Judge Petty's comment a few minutes ago about, well, you know, we want some consistency. If you read all these threshold cases, and it's not just mine, it's not just Vic. I mean, you've got the Jennings versus Richmond Public Schools, where the threshold was raised in the middle to a peak, but it was not loose from the floor, and the lady had crossed a threshold on prior occasions, and in that case, the commission said that there was no evidence that the threshold was defective and not exposed to a heightened risk. Then you've got the Pulley case, which I said I think is a little bit different because you had caution signs, but you got the Pulley case where the person tripped over the threshold. And in that case, the commission said, based upon their review of the evidence in that case, they felt that there was a defect and a heightened risk. So that's what we're about, and when we get to this level, and in this particular case, reviewing the case as a fact finder, they made those determinations. Now, if they had made a different determination, I think I would be in a more, you know, in a much different posture. But that's the fine of fact they made, and there's no indication I can see from reviewing the record, and you all may feel differently, that there's not credible evidence to support it. They addressed what they found, they addressed what happened to her, they addressed the way they viewed it, and they made the determination that they did, and I think under those circumstances, the opinion should be affirmed.
Thank you, Samuel.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Camden, you have something less than 7 minutes left, if you want to move on.
Thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate it. First of all, I find it interesting that the employer is distinguishing Pulley on the basis that there were caution signs warning my client to step. And so it is compensable because she was warned ahead of time and should have known about it. I find that somewhat interesting that that's the distinguishing factor between Pulley in this case. The employers indicate there's no evidence that this floor was defective. And Your Honor, you mentioned that we're back to the pictures. That's not true. The claimant had uncontradicted testimony at the hearing, specifically transcript 22. The deputy commissioner asked, and again, the deputy commissioner
is
asking.
Is that appendix 22 or?
Appendix 22, yes, Your Honor. The deputy commissioner is asking the questions because Ms. Vick is pro se. Deputy commissioner asked, and what makes that different? Answer, it has a lip on it. The rest of the doorways are smooth. They're level. Down below, a little farther on the same page, deputy commissioner asked, and so you said there's a problem with this white piece. Answer, yes, the marble piece.
It sounds to me, though, it's almost a problem with proof that perhaps she could have established that this was something other than a common threshold but didn't do it.
I think my client did by saying that there were no other doorways in this building with that kind of threshold, and that's uncontradicted.
But that doesn't make it dangerous, nor does it make it, just because it's different, that doesn't make it hazardous.
What makes it dangerous is, number one, and as Judge Petty indicated, it's more of a step than a threshold. It's 1 inch. Steps are not 1 inch. There are code sections on how big a step has to be. I believe it's between 7 and 8, but I'm not positive on that here today. On top of that, the most dangerous part is you come into the room on a level floor. You believe it's a level floor. You talk to your supervisor about working extra hours, and you turn to leave the room, and it's no longer a level floor.
you are now walking over a one-inch threshold that you may or may not see because you've just been talking to your supervisor and you turned around. That's what makes it defective. That's what makes it dangerous. It doesn't have to be that this defect was the sole cause of this injury. It just has to be one of the factors. We have the combination of the threshold that's raised up when you go one way. You have the fact that she's talking to her supervisor after already working 8 hours about working additional hours. And you have the fact that she turns after talking to her supervisor and trips over this one-inch lip, step, threshold, whatever you want to call it. It is not a normal threshold. It's not a normal step. It was unique to this place in this building, and there's no credible evidence that it is ordinary and common in any businesses.
Counsel, what's the best case from this court that supports your position?
The best case from this court is that the threshold...
Cite a case. Legal case.
The Pulley case.
Pulley is what you think is your best case.
I do indeed. Pulley, the lip was of similar size.
But Pulley, the decision on that is a comp board commission case. We simply remanded it back.
You remanded it saying that you were not making it... Well, Your Honor remanded it saying that you weren't making a determination. Just Elder actually, in a dissent, found that it was defective.
What?
It was remanded to the commission, and the commission said, okay, here's why we think it is defective, and here's why we think it is a compensable injury.
So is your position that it should be, that this case should be remanded to the commission?
As a backup position, I would take that it should be remanded so that factual findings can be supported by credible evidence if you find that the issue of the defect is a factual issue. I continue to allege that the whether it's a defect or not is a mixed question of law and fact.
And what case do you rely on for that principle?
The cases that say that the issue of injury arising out of is a de novo determination from this court.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Camden.
Thank you.
We're going to come down and greet counsel.
All rise.